I'm talking with Joyce Knowlton today of Sawyer County Public Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, National Night Out, that's coming up here pretty quick, and you have some comments about that. And it's interesting that usually it's law enforcement that is talking about National Night Out, but what does the public health area have to say?
Well, in public health, we actually have a public health emergency preparedness section.
Okay.
And as part of that, we work with Sawyer County Emergency Management to make sure things run smoothly in the county and that we have plans in place for most types of disasters that you can think of that
sure.
would happen here. So National Night Out this year is on Tuesday, August 5th. It's from 5 to 7 p.m., and it's at the Hayward Intermediate School. If people have never been there before, this is for kids, and
yeah,
there will be
right.
you know, any kind of responding unit there. So there will be a lot of police cars. There will be ambulances, fire trucks. I think they're going to bring in a helicopter. But then there's all kinds of games and activities. They can meet the canines. There's a lot of giveaways for the kids, along with free food and drinks for them as well.
Oh, yes. Well, that's important.
It is, especially from 5 to 7.
Yeah.
So this year, Sawyer County Public Health and Emergency Management are working together. We are going to have a booth that is about emergency preparedness for kids. And part of it is going to focus on tornado preparedness, but the other part just focuses on general preparedness. So we will have things like a small backpack to give them, along with an activity book, a coloring book, a flashlight, and other things that kids can use to help stay safe. So let's say they're going down in the basement for a tornado.
Yeah, right.
So they'll understand why they're down there. The whole idea is for them to be prepared and not scared.
Yeah.
And so really that starts with educating them and letting them know that they're not the only ones, that this is what we do,
mm-hmm.
and that there's really nothing to be afraid of as long as you're prepared.
So we're out in a rural area, you
yes.
know, and we have... In town, in Hayward, we have sirens that are going off, and people in town can say, oh, geez, there must be something going on. We should probably go downstairs.
Yes.
But out in the rural areas, we have a hard time getting those notifications. I live out on B near Round Lake.
Yep.
There's no sirens out there.
Right.
How do people get to know that there's a tornado warning for our county or in the neighboring counties?
So in Sawyer County, we have a program called NIXL. It's N as in Nancy, I-X-L-E. And this is a Sawyer County alerting system. You can sign up two different ways. The first way is you just on your phone text your zip code to 888-777. You just text your zip code and you're signed up for NIXL.
Oh, okay. So it's not a regular phone number. It's a shortcut number.
Right. And so it then records your phone number and any time, and it records your area. That's why you're doing the zip code.
Oh, okay.
And any time there is something in your area or close by, let's say a tornado warning,
yeah.
you will receive a text alert.
Okay.
What's nice about that is it's not an email. It's not a phone call where those of us who are out in the sticks don't often have great internet.
Yeah.
But a lot of us can still receive a text.
Yep.
You can go online to nixl.com/register, and in there you can enter a little bit more information, and you can just sign up to receive those texts. But for me, I'm in preparedness, so I always have a backup plan.
Yeah.
So I also have a NOAA weather radio.
Okay.
And I really love that thing, mainly because if it's something in the middle of the night, I am going to get that alert on that radio. And it alerts very loudly.
Yes.
So it wakes me up from my sleep.
It's going to wake you up.
Where my text is not going to.
Yeah.
So that's my backup plan. And it's going to work in any area of the county. It doesn't matter what type of internet access you have. It doesn't run off of internet. It's running off of radio waves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you will be able to get that alert. I think it's good to have that backup plan just so that, let's say you forget your phone, you lose your phone, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So both of those ways are really good. The third thing I just want to mention really quick is if you are electricity dependent, So if you have oxygen, you have a feeding tube, you have something that medically you really need to have electricity.
Sure.
Make sure that you have information filled out with your power company, whoever they are. Okay. Most power companies send out a notice every year and say, if you have this, then fill this out and send it to us. Don't ignore that. And if you haven't done that, call them and ask them for the paperwork.
Oh, okay.
So the reason for that is if you are electricity dependent and the whole area goes down for electricity,
yeah,
they're going to focus on those medically necessary a lot quicker than they are other areas.
Okay.
They'll try to get you back up and running as fast as possible.
Sure.
So I think that's really important for people that have medical needs.
Yeah. Most of those systems in the home, they do have a battery backup, but they don't run forever.
We found all this out during the winter storm a few years ago with that ice.
Yeah.
The main problem that our residents had was those who were on oxygen were running out because they can't use that concentrator. So when they're going through oxygen tanks really fast.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to, you know, we were literally delivering oxygen on snowmobiles and fire trucks and everything else, trying to get people enough oxygen to last until their power came back on. So.
Well, thank you again for coming and reminding us about National Night Out. I encourage every resident, they're going to have events in different communities. Check with your local law enforcement for your other areas and check their calendars and attend a National Night Out. Thank you, Joyce, for coming in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to The Morning Buzz on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WBZH shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Coming up after local news and information, my colleague Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:59.